We do delight in you today, Almighty Yahweh, in the presence of your humble Shiach. That is the power, the revelation, the reality and actuality of your word, your Torah, spoken unto Israel, revealed unto us by the power of the indwelling Ruach HaKadosh. You have put in Israel. Speak to us this day. Reveal the hidden mysteries unto Israel. We may rejoice, for the table is set before us. We shall dine this day, this Shabbat, and we shall recline ourselves in Yeshua. We shall eat of the fullness of the table of refreshing and drink from the living well of eternal life. We ask your blessings, your Esha, to rest upon us all, Israel scattered abroad, those that listen via the live stream, that they may hear and rejoice with great refreshing this day. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the imats, the truth of Yah, speak to you boldly in Yeshua. Shalom. Shalom, Israel. You may be seated. The Shafat, rest of Yah, his comforting, his assurance, rest upon us all this Shabbat as we take great delight in his name, as we call him by his name, for his name express his character, and his character is revealed in the power of his words. And we see that revelation in Yeshua HaMashiach. And without the revelation of his imat, his truth, there is no understanding of whom this great one, the Most High, truly is. So he had to give unto Israel a truth that was a living truth. And we as Israel ought to take great delight in what Yahweh has done to bring about the restoration of Israel back unto his bosom. There are many deceitful teachings, doctrines that are going forth in this hour. They bear not the ruach of imats, of truth. For the power of truth sets us free from the works of iniquity, that torahlessness, a mind that is not subject or subjugated unto the living Torah of Almighty Yah. And so these false teachings and these doctrines of devils and shadims, demons, they have come forth out of the bosom of corrupt men. We must understand that the Torah came forth out of the bosom of the Most High. For the Torah, the word of Yah, was in the bosom of Yahweh. We beheld the power of that and the strength of his living Yeshua, the Yoshat, the Savior, the Deliverer, the salvation of Israel. And he was to return us back into his bosom. And we are not going to rest in the bosom of Almighty Yahweh if we are walking contrary to his commands. We must keep the commands of Yahweh, and they must be a delight in our inward parts. As I was thinking this morning, the corruption of man and how they have literally taken the truth of Yah, and they have wrestled against it from a corrupt mind. As I was thinking of the mitzvah, how can one have a God before Yah? How can one create an image of a God and say, this is the one that has delivered me? And how can one honestly say that they will not do that? Yet when it comes to remember the Shabbat, Given it, Kadosh, and take not his name in vain. They that do so shall not be held guiltless. Yet they disregard that. And yet those that proceed after that, they don't even practice that. It is a generation of iniquitous workers. And because iniquity shall abound, the love, the desire, the ahava for the Torah shall wax cold. So we are a generation that despise the Torah. It is a generation that takes no delight in the Torah of Yah. That's why Israel, we must hide. As David said, we must hide the Torah in our inward parts. We will not transgress against Almighty Yah. For when we began to sin against Yahweh, we shall surely die. And that is when one defies the Torah, rejects it, you will surely die. There is a commonality among men, regardless of their ethnicity, the complexion of their skin, their wealth, their eco-social background. There's a commonality among all men. And it's in the word of Yah. He is born of a woman. Yet he is but of a few days. There is no other birth. But out of the bosom of a woman, man must come forth out of the bosom of a woman. And that is what the assembly of Israel, it must come forth out of this motherly kindness of Jerusalem. That is the commonality. That is one of the strengths among all people, all nations, that there must be birth. And in the midst of that, Yahshua say, weeping may endure for the night, but the joy, the tefireth of Yah comes in the morning. Regardless of the man's wealth, his eco-social endeavors, he shall weep. And every man shall weep. Everyone that is birth of a woman, they shall weep. Everyone that is birth of a woman, there shall be toils, afflictions and trials in this life. And the common final event is that they all must take the last breath. And life ends at that point in this natural setting as we know. It is written in the Torah of Yah. And knowing that, then we must walk circumspectly according to the Torah and not according to traditions, feelings and emotions. We must obey the commands of Yah. And because there is an iniquitous mindset, whether a hava for his commands, it has waxed cold. People don't love to obey Yahweh. There's no great love for Yahweh. That is what iniquity is. It is a mind that is not governed by the Mishra. The Mishra of Yah is not governing that mind, the Torah. It doesn't govern the mind. And because of that iniquitous practice, one rejects the Torah, they reject HaMashiach, they reject the instructions of Yah, his statutes. His testimony has no power at all to them. And because of that iniquitous mindset, the Ahava, the love of many, waxed cold. It waxed even colder toward the one that has a propensity or a great desire to walk in the light of the Torah. And that one will begin to judge them unscrupulous without any kind of true judgment at all. We find that today in this generation. It is one that is iniquitous. It has no true hava for the Torah of Almighty Yah. We that are Israel, we must love, we must have this pure ahava for the Torah. And if we don't have this pure ahava for the Torah, it is because our love has been enamored with iniquity. We have practiced our iniquitous ways so long, they don't even trouble us. And when one is not troubled by their sadistic practices, it is because their conscience has become so seared. It doesn't trouble them at all what Yah commands.
of what he speaks unto them. This is the generation that the conscience is seared. It is seared against Yah. And everything that is corrupt, they maintain that. That is the process of searing to retain the juices, that they will not flow out. And because their conscience is seared, it has been seared by a hot iron. And that hot iron and their distaste for Almighty Yah rise up against Torah, reject it from Mashiach, and they go about doing their own thing. But I'm here to tell you, as the process began, that is coming with all men, they're born. And then through some activities in life, there shall tears fall from their eyes. And at the end of the flowing of the tears, everyone must take the last breath into eternity. Because Yeshua lives. Because the Torah of Yah is alive in me. I can live in the power of that strength on tomorrow. I will continue on the derech, the path, the pathway, the enlightenment, the way that leads unto the power, the understanding of the Torah of Yah. For Yahshua declared who he is as he walked among men, who he was. He must, in his descriptive analogy of him, it must be according to Torah. Because if it's not according to Torah, then it is a false mythical power in operation. He is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. What Israel could not do through the power of the flesh, Yah sent this power of the living Torah in flesh to destroy every element of iniquity that works against the Torah of Yah. When Israel truly has the power of the living Torah in them, they are not given over unto iniquitous ways. They are not led by their own iniquitous desire. They are led by the lights of the derek or the way of Yah. And it brings them into the path of the Torah of his truth. And judgment is the way of that truth. Because it keeps them walking in the straight and the narrow path of Almighty Yah. I want to read this before I began this teaching, as we have begun some weeks ago. I want to reiterate what Yahshua said unto Thomas. Yochanan chapter 14 verse 6. Pastor Roberts, you reiterate this often. Every service you use this verse. I know I do. We are hearers, but we are not hearers. We have ears to hear. We do not have the ruach to receive what we are hearing. That's why Yah said, I've given them ears to hear, but they cannot hear. I do not want to be a part of this generation that cannot hear the thunderous voice of Almighty Yahweh speaking unto Israel. I don't want to be a part of this mindset in this generation that Yah is not secondary, he is not third, he is far off the beaten paths in their lives. He must be supreme. His word must be the superiority of our strength. We cannot rely upon our own resolve and our own strength. It must be the word of Yahweh. We must walk circumspectly according to his truth. We cannot alter that, brothers and sisters, irregardless of our emotions or our feelings towards circumstances. We must obey. Every word of Yah is pure. And we that are the seed of Israel, in the midst of battles, in the midst of troubles, as we were spoken to on last Wednesday, preach to brothers and sister, we take refuge in the word of Yahweh. And when Kephar began to sink, he took refuge in the one that was the living source of the Abba. And that is what we must do. We're taking comfort in everything but what Yah commands. And we're going to fall. We're going to fall into every kind of iniquitous work. that can be perpetrated by a heart that is void of the power, the knowledge, the obedience of the Torah of Yahweh. You cannot reject the Torah. You cannot. When you reject that, you reject Yeshua. You reject Yeshua. And that's why the enemy has raised up false deities today. Because they are acceptable. You cannot receive Yeshua and reject the Torah. You have no power of the light of Yeshua without Torah. And Torah has no strength and no power in us without the witness of the living Torah, Yeshua of Almighty Yahweh. That is the truth. Yeshua says unto them, he says unto Thomas, he says, I am the derech, I am the path, I am the way that leads unto the abundance of Yahweh. What leads us to the abundance of Yahweh? How can we walk in the presence of Yah without coming by the power of His Emat, His truth? You cannot even understand how to come into the presence of Yah unless there's a roadmap. Unless there's an understanding revealed unto us how we can come into the presence of Yah. Yeshua says, I am the Derek, I am the Word, I am the living Word. And the Word of Yah teaches us how to come into the way of Yah. It teaches us how to worship, how to exclaim the power of His name. That's what the Word of Yah does. And that's what Yeshua is. He is the Word of Yah. He is the way. He is the Word that shows us the way of Yah. He's the Word of Yah that shows us the power that we can receive by walking in the way of Yah. That's who He is. He is the Word of Yah made flesh. He is the Word from the bosom of Yah made flesh. He said, I am the Derek and I am the Emetz. I am the Omen of Yah. I am the Emunah of Yah. And I am the Emetz of Almighty Yah. I am the surety and the certainty of Yah. I am the Omen. I am the surety of Yah. I am the Emunah. I am the faithfulness of Yahweh. I am the certainty of Yahweh. I am He, and I am the Emet, I am the Torah, I am the Word of Yah dwelling among you, that you may see the power of Yah. So when you see me, you've seen the Abba. When you've seen the power of the truth, let me tell you, Yahweh is a Ruach. He is the power, He is the Spirit. These are lawyers today that say they have saw Him in any other form. There's only one form you're going to see Yah, and that is in Yeshua, the living Word of Yahweh. They're devils and they're full of lies. They have not seen Yahweh. They have not seen Yeshua in a physical or a visual form. The only way you're going to see Him, even the one that was walking down the road of Damascus, his name was Shaul, and he heard the voice from Hashemayim speak unto him in a Hebraic tongue, Shaul, my friend, why dost thou persecute and kick against the prick? And when he heard the sound, he fell down to the ground as a blind man. They're not seeing Yah. They're not seeing Yeshua. That's why Yeshua said, when you see the power of this truth, when you see who I am, when you see the living power of this Torah of Yah, you have seen the Abba. You have seen the Abba. Because He dwells in truth. That's what Scripture says. Yeshua says, I am the Emet. I am the truth of Yah. I am the truth. I'm in Him and He's in me. That's what He declares unto Israel. Now He had to speak that with a directive according to Torah or the Nobis. He did not come to destroy the Torah or the Nobis. And there the Nobi, the prophet Jeremiah, he cries out in the fourth chapter in verse 1. He says unto Israel, Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 1, He says, Israel, if you will return unto Yah, Yah commands you to, return unto me, if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then shall you not be removed. If you return unto Yah Israel and put away the vile things that obscure our vision of Yah, then you shall not be removed from Yah. Listen to me, he says in verse 2. This is the profound truth that we must realize. He said, and thou shalt swear that Yahweh lives in lies. In immense. Yeshua is the truth. For the Abba is in me as I am in him, and we are ikhat. Yahweh doesn't live in anything else, brothers and sisters, but truth. It says, it shows us our position. Yahweh is governed, his government, his mishra, among Israel is his own government. Yah lives in emet. Yahweh lives in truth. He lives in truth. He does not live outside of truth. You're not going to find the power of Yah outside of truth. You will find charlatans and deceivers and powers of shadims, demons working, but you will not find the power or the visitation of Yahweh outside of truth. I don't care what they say, brothers and sisters. I don't care how formal their rituals are. Yahweh, he says, return Israel. Return to what? Unto his truth. We have gone away from that. He said, the only way you're going to find me is in truth, because I dwell, I live. I live as Yah liveth, or as he lives, in truth. In truth. He lives in Mishpatim and in Tzedekah. That's how he lives. For Yahweh Tzedek is from everlasting to everlasting, is what David declares. Tehillim 119, 142. Is not his Tzedek forever, and is not his Torah the truth? Scripture does not contradict itself. I know by the penmanship of the scribes, they have put words in the book to try to express unto us what Yah was trying to convey, and I will show us an example of that as I proceed. And they have altered things out of the Torah, out of the mouths of the Nobis, that will be more appealing or appeasing unto the palate or the appetite of a generation that is iniquitous. So Yah doesn't dwell in the Pentecostal movement. He dwells, he lives in Torah. He lives in truth. He lives in Emet. He lives in faithfulness. He lives in his Omein. As Yah dwells and he liveth in truth, in Mishpatim, in Tzedekim. And the nations shall be, and the nations shall bless themselves in him. Now, if I'm going to bless myself in him, then I must be in truth. And if they declare that Yeshua was blessed, no man spoke like him, then he had to be in the Abba. He had to be in him, and he declared that unto Israel. So the Torah had to be in him. He had to be the Torah. And that is who he is. He is the power. He is the Torah. The living power of the bosom of Yah Zahava. Give it unto Israel and mankind, that they may realize the Most High, that his testimonies are truthful and powerful. Brother Patrick reminded us that we should consider Yeshua. And the reason we get weary, we faint, because we don't consider him. Yah dwells in truth. He lives in truth. How can we be blessed as a nation? We are a kadosh nation. An individual of a nation that makes up the nation. You cannot be blessed. You cannot have the Esha of Yah without walking in the truth. For Yah lives in truth. His life is consumed by truth. Yeshua's whole personality was based upon Torah. Because he is Torah. Whom he was the word of Yah. That's who he was. And that's who he is today. That's why if the word of Yah doesn't speak to us, then even the Nabi speaking to us, it makes no difference. The word of Yahweh must speak to us. These charlatans and liars telling us that every time you're turning around that Yeshua, Yah is speaking to them. I believe their God is speaking to them. How do you know that, preacher? Because one of the most profound experiences that Joshua experienced was when he knew that he had to prepare himself for that stake. And as he was thrust out into the wilderness, 40 days of fasting, he was trod and tempted by hell. And Shaitan was bold enough that he came and he began to speak unto him. So it is today. So it is with those that are powerful and rich. The power of hell speaks to them. It speaks unto them the world, the wisdom of the world, which is sensual. It is devilish. It is earthly. It is one full of greed. And these men, they have wealth beyond proportion, beyond your imagination, because Shaitan speaks unto them. It is the power of living Torah that speaks unto Israel. That's why Yahshua said, when you see this living Torah, will you understand the dynamics of the Torah? That is what he was trying to convey unto Israel. Will you understand the dynamics of the power of the Torah? Will you see me, Yahshua, the Alpha? You can't see the air. In what form would Yah take? If he took a form, what form would he take? Yeah, we see this form of man that we think that this is the form of Yah. He created man. He created a nefesh, an entire being. And he put breath in him that he was formed in the image of Almighty Yah, on the power of Yah. What form would it take? The winds, when they blow, Yah speaks. And so when you've seen Yahshua, when you realize who Yahshua is, you realize who the Abba is. Because you don't realize who Yahshua is, this is a generation that doesn't realize who the Most High is, the Creator, the one that created them. This is a generation that has no understanding of that. Israel, we must anoint our eyes with the eyes of Almighty Yah. We must look up as we were admonished and exalted, as we were tried, as we were emotionally driven, to look up unto the hills from which our help comes. To the high place is what we was expressing. And our help come from Yahweh. So our help must come from the source that is higher than us. And the source that we have that is higher than us is Yahshua. It is the living power of the Torah of Yah. You cannot stop sinning. You cannot stop transgressing against Yah until the Torah becomes real in you. It is a perfect Torah. And we must walk in the perfect Torah. Yahshua is perfect. Hallelujah. Solomon walked with a perfect heart. I understand that. I understand. Listen, I do understand the difference of the heart when Yah says that Solomon walked with a perfect heart. Or David prayed that Yah would give Solomon a perfect heart. A shalach. A shalach. It's not the tomin. And I will express that to us as I go further. But a love that was shalach. One that was striving for the completion of the course. That Yah had set that heart in obedience unto. Yah had given Solomon direction. That he obey him. Because he did not ask for riches. He gave him much. Because he desired to bring his people into the light of the Torah. And how to walk in Torah. And how to come before Yah and Shoha. And to worship Yahweh. To make the sound that was joyful. To express unto Yahweh there. That Todah unto him. To lift up hands that were cleaned. Washed by the purified word. Come on, brothers and sisters. It is the baptism or our emerging in Yahshua, this living word of Yah, that cleanses us. That's the power of the cleansing of Yahweh. You're not going to be cleansed any other way. We must go down in the living water. Oh, we know that we have this metaphoric or this example of this water baptism or this immersion. But we must go down in the living word of Yah. You're not going to be cleansed. As the old ones would say, you go down a wet devil, dry devil, you come up a wet devil. We must be immersed in this living Torah of Yah. It must be our lives. This must be our appetite. We must, as Yah live, as he liveth in truth, and in mishpatim, and in sodika. That's the way we must live, brothers and sisters. We can't live any other way. Yah lives that way. He commands us to be shalak, to be perfect, to be tam, that our minds are set fast on the things that cause His complete works to operate in us. The only way they're going to be done is by the hearing of the Torah, reading of the Torah, the understanding of the Torah, and the life of the Torah, the life of the Word of Yah. That is the true witness and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. So Yahweh, He lives in Torah. He lives in truth. It is what governs Him, His Torah. You think He's giving us a government, a Mishra, that He would not walk in Himself? It is duplicity, isn't it? It is a falsehood if He did that. Yahweh doesn't possess that kind of mendacity, that kind of falsehood. He tells us to live in Torah. And that's why in Yahshua we what? Live. Is Yahshua the Torah? Come on, Israel. So if Yahshua is the Torah, in Him we live. In Yahshua we move. In Yahshua we have our life. So in the Torah we move according to the Torah. We move according to the Torah. Yahweh lives in Emach. His Torah is truth. And in Yahshua Yisrael live. We have Haya in Yahshua. We have the joy of Torah in Yahshua. We have the joy of the Mishra of Yah in Torah. And there's no other way, my brothers and my sisters. I delight in the simplicity of Yah's truth. When I see things in Scripture, they make my love rejoice greatly. So simple, but yet so profound. So simple, yet it boggles the mind of the intelligentsia. So simple that even a fool in his simplicity can realize the power of that truth. We must dwell in Yahshua. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we move. In Yahshua we have our being. It's either the words that Yah utter out of the voice of Jeremiah, it is the truth, or it is a false predication of lies based upon a false analogy. I believe it's the truth with all of my love. In this I will live and I will die for this. I'm set to defend this and nothing else but this. Now listen, brothers and sisters, Yahshua's character had to be according to Torah. We see what Yah says, what Jeremiah says, by the power of the Ruach of Yah, that Yah lives, He dwells in Torah, in truth. Now I want you to hear this, what Dawi says in Psalms 17, verse 2. Now this must be truth, or it is just a false lie. He says in Tehillim 117 verse 2. Now I want to point out certain words in this phrase here, or in this verse. He says, for the merciful kindness of Yahweh, that is what He is implying. He says, for His merciful kindness is great toward Israel. The kindness of Yah is great. His merciful kindness. The mercies of Yah, they're renewed daily unto Israel. The mercies of Yahweh, they're great toward Israel. Listen. And the truth of Yahweh endures forever. Hallelujah. The truth of Yahweh endures. It endures. The battles, the opposition, it has the power to persevere. The Torah persevere against the opposition of these men working by the spirit of Shodim. They're working by the spirit of demons and demology. That's what they're doing. They are bewitching the minds of the masses to follow their pernicious ways. Yahshua says that He is the direct. He is the derech. He is the way. And these men are causing many to follow the devilish ways of damnation. that brings them down to damnation. Now that is the truth. So the word of Yah, or the truth, the Torah of Yah, it endures forever. It has no ending process. How can that be? Because Yahweh's truth, His living Torah, is His bosom, it is His heart. It is His Ahava. He cannot love without, He cannot have this pure or this perfect love without being governed by a discipline that is greater than any discipline. What is greater than the discipline of His Torah? There is nothing greater than the discipline of the Torah of Yah. That's why Yahshua said, think not, don't even ponder it. Don't even allow that to cross your mind. Think not I've come to destroy the Torah or the Novi. I've come to show you the power and manifestation of the fullness of the strength and the power of the Torah and what the Novi testify unto you, Israel. For it is the strength of Yah. And if Yah lives in truth, and if His truth is not forever, then His existence must cease. That is the life of Yah, His truth. And in that truth we find the judgment, the Mishpatim, and the Tzaddik, or the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh. So David declares it here that the righteousness of the Torah, the truth of Yah, is everlasting. It never ceases. It has not stopped. It shall abound in the kingdom. Our way will be corrected according to Torah. In the kingdom we will not sin, because the Torah will be our great delight. In the kingdom we are not going to walk contrary to Yah, because the Torah of His Tzaddik will be the law that governs us. That will be the Torah that governs us. I want to establish that. So the truth of Yah is everlasting. It endures. It endures. It has to endure if He dwells there. If Yah lives in truth, it has to. It must. Don't you see the opposition of hell that's trying to destroy truth? That's why the enemy has raised up all of these false charlatans and liars to speak against Torah, His name, His mitzvah. That's why he's done that. But that is the dwelling place of Yah. He lives in truth. He dwells in truth. And His Torah is truth. So it's forever. It will not cease. He gives us a reminder of this as well in Tehillim 100 and verse 5. There's a true witness here. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So He gives us a witness here. So Yahshua must, He had to come with this everlasting endurance that is unchangeable, that can never change. The Torah, can it change? It cannot change. It says in Tehillim 100, verse 5, for Yahweh is Tov, His mercy is everlasting, and His Torah, His truth, endures through how many generations? All. All. So His word never changed, does it? His word is the same. His Torah is got to be that of what Shaul spoke in Ibrahim, Hebrews 13:8 is a lie. It says in Ibrahim, Hebrews 13:8, Yeshua, the Torah of the Word of Yah. Hebrews 13:8, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the same yesterday, is the Torah the same yesterday? Yes. Is the Torah the same today? Yes. Is the Torah same forever? So the word of Yah, it endures forever. Yahshua is the same today, yesterday, and forever. This is simple truth, brothers and sisters. This is simple truth because the scripture bear witness. This is no great revelation in the sense that it's not there and you have not read it. Because you read these verses. It is of such simplicity that we tend to omit it and not even look at it. So Yahshua is the same. Yesterday He was. Was He the same in the bosom of Yah? Was He the Torah of Yah in the bosom of Yah? Was He the same yesterday, today? Is He the same? Is the Torah of Yah, the vitality and the strength of Yah? And tomorrow He will still be the same. Forever in the kingdom. Forever in the kingdom. The word of Yah will never be altered, brothers and sisters. That's why Shaitan has raised up these liars and their liars. They're bringing the people under tremendous delusion. I'm telling you the truth. Their eyes are being blinded. They're consumed with the cares. Brother Patrick reminded us that these cares, they will destroy the power of Torah. They're consumed with the cares of this life. The deceitfulness of riches began to enter into their life. And then the other lust, that is going to open the doors for other lusts. And what it does, it chokes out the word. It chokes out the word of Yah. It chokes out the word of Yah. Well, what is the word of Yah? It is His Torah. It is the Torah of Yah. And that is what has happened. They're giving them riches and what they call blessings. They're giving them cars and homes and Cadillacs. And it has choked out the word of Yah. They cannot obey the word of Yahweh. They have great disregard for the word of Yahweh. So if Dawi declares unto us that the testimony of Yahweh, it endures forever. And Yahshua, the mouth of Shaul, declares profoundly that the word of Yahshua is the word of Yah made flesh. He is the integrity of Yah from His bosom. He is the same yesterday. In Yah's bosom, He was still the word. Today He is still the word. And in the kingdom, one, if you can measure the time, He is still the word of Yah. He is still the word of Yah. And what Israel is going to see as Yah intended, they're going to see the power of His living Torah in the kingdom and the kingdom. And that's going to be our confidence in the one that made us and grafted unto us this eternal abode in His kingdom. Whether we ever see Him, we see Yahshua, we see the Abba. You see the manifestation of the Torah. You see the Abba. You see Yahweh. So Yahshua does not change. He cannot change, because if He change, if there's a change in Yahshua, then He is not the truth of Yah. Yah lives there. He abodes in Torah. And in Torah you find Mishpatim. You find judgment. That's what you find in Torah. And in Torah you find the righteous rule of Yah. So He sits in the Emet. He dwells in truth. His breath is one of truth. He breathed a breath into Adam. He became a living fish. He became a living being with the power of Torah in Him. In Adam, He put what's in him, because He lives in Torah. And He gave that unto Adam to live in Torah as the second man, Adam. That when he came, he was a life-giving source of the Torah of Yahweh. That's what Yahshua is. I'm not preaching some strange delusional doctrine. I'm teaching us simple truth. We have been raped by the religious powers of the world. Our minds have been so taken by the charm and the ecclesiastical prowess that we are unable to hear what Scripture says. The eloquent speech and the mannerism that charms the masses of the people. Yet Yahshua had no comeliness and no beauty, that we would sense that it was the beauty of Yah. Oh, I do not believe that He was some kind of hideous looking creature. He was not that way. See, the beauty of the word of Yah has no place in a corrupt society. A people that's abominable. A people that denies the living power of Yah. We must live in Yahshua. When you wake up in the morning, you're in Him. And that means you wake up in truth. When you go to bed at night, you rest in Him. You do all things according to Torah. Yahweh lives in truth. He lives in truth. He does not live outside of the parameter of truth, brothers and sisters. He lives in the truth, and that is a fact. The word of Yah, the Torah of Yah, David says in Tehillim 119 verse 7. I want to read this to bring us to a point in the renewed covenants. It says in Tehillim 119 and verse 7. It says the Torah of Yahweh is Tomin. Now that is that it is complete. Was Yahshua the complete word of Yah? Was he the whole word of Yah? Was he not the entirety of the word of Yah? Was he sound? Was he impaired? He was not impaired. He was the complete works of Yah. He embodied the integrity, the entire integrity of Almighty Yahweh. And that is what Tomin is. It has the complete integrity of Almighty Yahweh. And this is what the Torah does. It converting the nefesh, the soul, the testimony of Yahweh is what? It is sure. It is Omen. Yahshua is the testimony of the living power of Yah. He is Omen. He is the sure thing. There's no other sure thing, brothers and sisters. Yahshua is the only sure thing. He is the sure thing. The testimony of Yahweh is Omen, making wise the simple. Are we not simple people? Yet the Torah of Yah makes us wise. The word of Yah will make us wise to understand. What will a wise man do? He will hear. A wise man will perceive, he'll receive the correction of Almighty Yah. And that's what the Torah does. It corrects us that we may walk in the derech, in the way. That's why he established, first of all, I am the derech. He said, I am the way. I am the way. I am the derech. I am the path. I am that way. I am the way that brings light unto the Torah of Yah. Because I am the Torah. And there is no way unto Yahweh but by Torah. You're not coming before the presence of Yahweh in a Pentecostal way. You're not coming in an apostolic. You're not coming because you've been a faithful Baptist. You're not coming because you've been a faithful Methodist. You're coming by the way. And Yahshua come to establish the way. And the way of Yah is the Torah, the truth of Yah. That's what he came to establish because he is the Torah of Yah. You cannot even come in the way without the Torah, without the power of Torah. You cannot reject Yahshua. You can reject Jesus. You're not rejecting Yahshua and say that you are in the way. Because you are not in the way, the derech of Yah. Your Baptist way is wrong. Your Methodist way is wrong. Your black way is wrong. Your Caucasian way is wrong. Your Jewish way is wrong. Yahshua says, I am the derech. I am the derech. The way of the Hebrews was wrong. The way of the Israelites was wrong. Because they did not work the Torah of Yah in light of the Emunah. And they were not sure of the power of the Torah because of their own abominable, iniquitous ways. No sin in Yahshua. For we know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. So what could you base that Yahshua sinned not but upon the scripture revelation? So he did not transgress. He did not defy the Torah. He did not defy the Torah. When one transgresses the Torah, when one defies the Torah of Yah, then they are sinning willfully. When you go out and reject his name, when you know that his name is so, you are in sin. When you know that the Shabbat is supposed to be kept kadosh, you know that you're in sin, brothers and sisters. That is the blatant defiance of the Torah of Yah. That's what the book says. It has nothing to do with David Roberts. It has to do with what Yahweh lives in. And he lives in his Torah. He was in Yahshua. Hallelujah. He was in Yahshua. Because it was him, his word, in this fleshly body of clay. Hallelujah. We must be in the witness of the testimony of the Yoshak of Yah, the Savior of Yah. We must. And everything I read in scripture and see, the witness of Yahshua is true. Hallelujah. 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 Can't be any other way but in him. That's why we got to get in him. Hallelujah. And you will know that you are in him when the Torah is a delight in the inward parts. You will know that you are in him. When you don't delight in Torah, when the Shabbat is this task that is so ardent. When the Torah of Yah, when his name is something you despise and you're afraid of the wicked of the world. Now don't cast his beautiful name out before the swines. Don't throw his name out before the wicked dogs of the earth. Don't do that. I don't do it. Hallelujah. He came unto the Lord's house of Israel. He came unto them. You don't cast his name before swine because they mock it. And they rent you. They mock you and they laugh at you. That's what they will do. You don't cast the beauty of his name out before this swineful, wicked world. I don't care how they talk. You see, if they're doing all the talking, then they have no ability to listen. And they're trying to convince you. And when you began to try to talk, they got to interject. Wise man always hears. It's not a wise world, is it? It's not wise at all. And so the Torah of Yah, the testimony of Yah is sure. Is not Yahshua sure? I will show us in the book. He's the sure thing. He's the Omein of Yah. He's the Omein. Omein. He is the surety of Almighty Yahweh. He is the surety of Almighty Yahweh. Now listen now. Hezekiah, Hezekiah, he is this emboldened power or this metaphor of HaMashiach. Now I want you to understand what he says to Yahweh. When the Novi Yeshaya, he went before him and said, get your house in order. Is that not what Yahshua come to do? He came also not only to prepare us, but that he said he'd go and prepare a place for us. So Yah sent the Novi to Hezekiah and said, you get your house in order because you're going to certainly die. Now look at how scripture says this in 2 Kings. I'm reading this to get to one thing I want to get to in Matitiah. It says in 2 Kings 20 verse 3. As he cried out unto Yah Hezekiah, he says, Yahweh, I beseech you, I beg of you, I cry unto you, O Yahweh. He says, remember now how I have walked before you in Torah, in truth. His Torah is the truth, is it not? He said, remember, Yah. Does Yah tell us to remember something in his mitzvah? Yes. To remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. He said, I have walked before you, Yahweh, in Torah, in truth. And with a perfect love. With a perfect love. The word of Yah is perfect. He said, I walk before you with a perfect love. How can one's love be perfect without the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah? How can Yah command us to be ye perfect as he is perfect? How can he command us to be tome or tame? How could he say to you, I want you to be shalaka. I want you to have the complete power of Yahshua in you. Unless he shows us or give us the power to procure that unto us. Now how did this man walk with a perfect love? He shall walk before you. He did not stutter on that. He did not compromise that. He said, you know I walk before you with a perfect love. I walk before you in all truth. That's why we can never have this perfect mind. Because we're trying to straddle the fence. We want to hold on to traditions and they will destroy you. The traditions make void the word of Yah. It caused the word of Yah to be of no value and no importance. But Hezekiah said, I have walked in Torah. I've lived in Torah. And you know that my love is completely submitted and committed unto you, Yah. For the Torah is my guidance. For the Torah is my assurance. For the Torah I cry, Amen. For I am a sure man that I have not sinned against you, Yah. For the Torah is my mishpatim. The Torah is my judgment. And the Torah has produced the righteousness that my love is perfect before you. Oh, I know it's not said that way, but I sum it up for us. And that's what he said to Yah. That's what he cried out. Unto the Abba, my love is perfect. And he says, and I have done that which is tov in your sight. I've done that which was tough. And it says that Hezekiah, he wept, or he wept sorely, or he wept bitterly. It was not that the death that he wept of. It shows us here that even Yahshua, that even he knowing that 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth, that he had to dwell. And yet it is by the power of the Omen, of the surety, of the living power of Torah, he got up out of the grave. It is the power of the words that Yah spoke, the words that Yah speak, that is Torah. He spoke unto Moshe a Torah unto Israel. He give unto us the living Torah out of his left. The same words he spoke to Yah, they came out of the same bosom. And what he gave unto us, he gave us the life power and the life source of this Torah, Yahshua HaMashiach. So he began to weep bitterly. A man that was tomein, his heart was tomein. It was complete. It was tame. It had the taming of the Torah of Yah. He had the shalaka. He was complete as we are complete in Yahshua. And Yahshua is the word of Yah. And the only way we're going to be complete is in Yahshua. We must be in the Torah to be complete. We can never be complete. Never outside of the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And he began to weep sorely. He began to weep. When one delights in the Torah in the inward parts, he knew that he had a testimony before Yah. That's why we that are Yisrael, that is one of the strengths of our overcoming, that we keep the testimony of Yahshua. That we have this testimony of Yahshua. Not the Baptist way or the Pentecostal way. But we have the testimony of Yahshua. That is our strength. And we will overcome by the testimony of our mouth. And the testimony of our mouth is the living word of Yahweh. It is the power of the living Torah of Yah. And Hezekiah gives us this prime example, this prime metaphor of this life-saving power of Yah. What did Yah give Yeshai to take back to Hezekiah? Did he give him a sword or did he give him words to speak? Did he speak words unto him? Before you get to the gate of the house, say you turn and you go tell Hezekiah he shall not die, but he's going to live. In Yahshua do we find the life of Yah? Is the life of Yah in the word of Yah? And that's what we find it in Yahshua. We find an enriched life, a life that is full of the riches of Yah. We find a life that is robust because it is the higher. We know that we have the joy of Yah because we take delight in His Torah. So He did not send a legion unto Hezekiah. He was the king. He was the Melech. He was the one in authority. But he turned the donkey around and said, you go and speak of God unto him. You shall not die, but you're going to live. And that's what the word of Yah is. Yahshua, Yahweh sent his only begotten son, Yahshua. That we may have what? Have what? And have it how? More abundantly. Did he give Hezekiah life more abundantly? He gave him abundant life. The Torah gives us that. You have no life outside of the Torah. We have a false caricature, a phony lifestyle, but it's not the abundance of the life of Yah. He sent him back. He sent the Nobi back. Yahshua is the chief cornerstone. He is the chief Nobi. He is the head of the Shulishiams, the apostles and the prophets. And the prophet speaks unto Israel. The voice in sundry times, he spoke to us by the Nobi, but now he speaks to us in an excellent way. By the power of the living Torah, and that's Yahshua. That's how Yah speaks to us. Yahshua came that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. He is the word of Yah. And it was the word of Yah that produced life in Hezekiah. Hallelujah. The Nobi went back and said, you're not going to die, but he's going to add 15 more years to your life. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about 15 sickly years, 15 years of robustness and the health of Yah, the vitality, the Haya of Yah flowing from you. That's what the word of Yah does. That's what the power of the Torah does for Israel. The enemy has surmised us, brought us into surmising of death and destruction, that our minds turn away from Torah. That's why he got the world hating Torah. Despising it. Oh, it doesn't take all that. With that, what does it take? What is the teaching of Yeshua? I ask them the question, quote, what is the teaching of your Jesus? Unquote. He had to, Yeshua is the Torah. So he had to have witness of whom he was, and it had to be in Torah. That's why they could not overtake him with their gainsaying. That's why they could not overtake Yeshua. And all of that gainsaying. The lawyers, the Pharisees, the philosophers, the Sadducees cannot overtake him. You can't denounce the Torah. You can't denounce the Mishnah, but Yahweh says it shall endure forever. You can do all you want to it, but that's not going to impede the power or the authority of it. You can close your mind to it, but it's the same yesterday, today, and evermore. The Torah, the Word of Yah, doesn't change. And Yahshua is the Word of Yahweh. He does not change, brothers and sisters. He is the same. He is the same. He is the same. Do you understand that? He is the same. That command today is the same. He does not change. That command here today, it is the same. He is the same yesterday. Hallelujah. We may have acted like fools on yesterday, but he's still the same. He was the same yesterday. He did not alter anything because of today. He's still the same today. You get 6 months down the road, he said, I'm still the same. The word of Yah still the change. Yahweh says unto Yaakov, he said, I change not. The word of Yah never change. Therefore, you sons of Yaakov are not consumed. Because of our change, he would destroy us all. Yisrael, do you understand that his word is the same? He cannot change. He has birthed us out of his bosom. He has begotten us. We are the begotten of Yahweh. He cannot change. And that's why his word is the same, because he lives in the Torah, and we must live in the Torah like him. And that Torah of life is Yeshua. We must live in Yeshua. We must be in him. We walked out of him too long. We've been in our own ways, in our own traditions, and they produce nothing but death. They produce an unhealthy people. And unwise people, let us get in Yeshua, brothers and sisters. Let us get in the living power of the Torah and begin to destroy the power of your flesh and the ruah of your own will and your own mind, and begin to perfect. Yeah. Begin to walk in the tomina of the mind of Yeshua, which is the perfect order of the Torah of Yah. Yeah. That's why Shaul said, I was gathering then Philippian and Philippi, he said, let this mind, this Torah mind that was in, let this same mind that was in Yeshua, the same mind. Is Yeshua the same yesterday? So let the same mind. Is that same mind that was in Yeshua, is it the same yesterday? So let the same mind. Not just let a mind, but let the same mind. Let the same mind. The same mind that was in Yeshua. Yeshua is the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and evermore. So we must let the same mind that was in Yeshua, it must be in us, brothers and sisters. It's a mind that delighted in the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Now we see this example, this metaphor of Hezekiah, this one with the perfect left. Done that which is right in the sight of Yah. And yet Yeshua, did he not weep the same way when he knew that it was time for his death? Brother Patrick reminded us that his tefillah was one of whereby the blood came out. The sweat was like great drops of blood. I've never even sweated that way. I've never sweated whereby the great drops of sweat come off me. I see little small. Do you understand a great drop now? Oh, I see sweat flowing from my forehead. And I feel it oozing out of my body. But the scripture used that it was as great drops. Great. They were monumental. They were powerful. They were beyond the descriptive analogy of man. The only thing they could say was, there was this great drop. Great drop. And he dwell there in the midst of that garden. And he says unto the Abba, even though he wept, he said, not my will. I'm ready. Hallelujah. I believe that this was the account of Hezekiah. These things have a great significance as we will proceed further. Hallelujah. Now the scripture says in Isaiah 42, it talks about the character and the characteristics of the coming of this Hamashiach. This one that shall Yoshak save, be the saver of Israel. And that's what the word of Yah is. Yahshua is that. He is the word of Yah. That's why the word of Yah can never change. It will never be altered. Man has done his best by the leadings of the powers of hell to alter, to rush, to twist it. But every word of Yah is pure. He has added his own descriptive superlatives or his owning, his own meanings of word. But the word of Yah still shines through that. The word of Yah still, why? Because Yahshua said the word, I speak unto you, they are Ruach, the spirit, and their life. When a man hears the word of Yah, it produced the life of Torah in him. I don't care how it's expressed. I don't care how many translations they have. How they try to translate it to appease or to meet the conditions of the flesh. The word of Yah, it is Ruach. It is the life. It is the breath. It is the breath. I don't care how it sounds. When it comes out, you will know that it's the word of Yah. Why? Because there's a witness in you. He has written the Torah in you. And when the witness of that Torah in you hears that, it brings life unto you. And it causes great rejoicing. So these words, they're spiritual. And they have the life of the living Torah. That's what Yahshua brought unto Israel. The life of the living Torah of Almighty Yah. Yeshaya, Isaiah 42:1. Yah calls Yahshua his Eve. He said, behold my servant, my Eve, who upon my elect, in whom my soul, my nephesh, my being delight. I have put my Ruach upon him, and he shall bring forth Mishpatim to the nations. This is Yahshua. He shall bring forth Mishpatim, judgment to the nations. Why? Why would he bring forth judgment? Because the Torah corrects us, does it not? Correct me in your judgment. Does Yahweh not live in truth, Torah? Does he not live in Mishpatim, judgment? So Yahshua in him is the true judgment of Yah, not according to the Israelites or the Hebrews or man's way of determining what judgment is. But he said, I shall send my elite, my servant, and he shall judge the nations. He shall bring forth judgment. Why? Because Yah dwells, he sits, he lives in judgment. He makes himself known unto Israel by his judgment. Hallelujah. My Ruach shall be upon him. He shall bring judgment to the nations. It says, he shall not cry, nor lift up his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. Do you all hear that? He didn't intend for everybody to hear him. He did not intend for everybody to hear him. He did not intend for everyone to hear him. He intended for the elect to hear him. Hallelujah. He is the elect of Yah. Is not Yahshua the elect of Yah? Are we not the elect of Yah according to his own word, his own choosing and election? He will not be heard. Israel, don't be heard so much. We pray for the rulers that we may live a life that is quiet and shalom among them. Hallelujah. I pray for Mr. Bush. Let him do his thing. Yah guide him, direct his heart, as you do the rivers of the waters, why that we may live a quiet life that is full of shalom in the midst of a hell-bent, twisted, raging society that is twisted, has the flow of hell flowing from its veins, that is corrupt, wicked, and vile. So we simply want to live a life that is full of shalom. So we pray, yeah, you just guard his heart. Guard Miss Candelinza. Guard Mr. Bush, Mr. Dick Cheney. Please, yeah. That's the truth. We will live a quiet life. Well, who are those people that are? They are insignificant. Toda, yeah. Toda. Hallelujah. They are. Leave them alone. And if they did try to encroach upon us, Yah will fight our battle. Hallelujah. Yeshua did not bear the sword in vain. For his word is the sword, is it not? And it cuts, my brothers and sisters. He shall be a bruised reed, but he shall not break. He shall not shibah. He's not going to be broken. Listen, the word of Yah is not going to be broken. You cannot break the word of Yah, brothers and sisters. You can't bankrupt it. You can do all you want to. You cannot bankrupt the word of Yah. He shall not be broken. He shall not be shibah. He shall be a smoking flax, a smoking cotton. He shall not be quenched. He shall bring forth judgment according with emet, with truth, with Torah. That's how Yah judges. He dwells. He lives in judgment. And Yahshua is the Torah of Yah. So he brings forth judgment to us according to Torah. And if you go back to the written Torah, you will see your eyes will be enlightened and your understanding will be enhanced. If you see the judgments of Yah according to Torah, he will bring forth judgment. Everything according to Torah. How do we think Yahshua is going to judge? This wicked world tells us, oh, that, quote, he loves us, unquote. And they think and believe that they can continue in their dubious, wicked ways without any thoughts of recompense back unto them. It is not so, brothers and sisters. It is not so. He will judge. Is this, can we not see the picture of Yahshua here? This is Yahshua. He shall bring forth mishpat, judgment, in, shows you the position, in what? According with emet, with truth, with Torah. We must define what truth is. It is the Torah of Yahweh. And so that is how the judgment of Yah. That is how Yahshua brings the justice of Yah. The Hebrews were unjust. They utilized injustice. The Kohen, the chief Kohen, they did things that was brutally wicked. Eli with his sons, they were wicked. It was not according to the Torah of Yah. Yahshua judged in accordance to Torah. He shows us the very gentleness and the tenderness of the Torah. That's what he does. Yahweh brought out to us that this anger of Yah, what he wants us to understand, what he really conveyed unto me now, was that that Yah wants us to understand this anger. It is based upon the pure tenderness and the mercies and the gentleness of Yah. That's why he's angry with the wicked every day. He's angry with our wicked ways. What are our wicked ways when we despise Torah? When you despise Yahshua? That's a wicked man. You're dealing with a wicked man. He's a wicked thing. You don't give him the pearls of Yah. Hallelujah. He will judge according with everything and appliance according to Torah and nothing less. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. That's why we must consider Yahshua. Unless we get weary in our mind and we faint. Brother Patrick gave us a beautiful analogy of that. So we get weary and we become discouraged. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till we have set mishpat in the earth. It seems as though that the judgment of Yah is not in the earth. But Yahshua is not discouraged. I'm not discouraged. I'm encouraged, brothers and sisters. You can walk around with your discouraged attitude. I am not. I know that the testimony of yours is sure. I can say all mean to that. I know it's sure. Until Mishpat and Mishpat is set in the earth, and the owl shall wait for his what? Wait for what? They shall wait for his Torah. There are those in the owls of the sea, those that have never heard of the power and the dynamics of the Torah, and they wait for the Torah of Yah. They wait for this revelation of Yahshua. What have been taken to them, this false lie, this lie of Christendom, the lie of Baptists and Methodists that bring about division. What the Torah of Yah does, it brings about separation. It declares the sheep from the goats. It declares the elect from those that are not elect. That's what the Torah of Yah does. Until the Torah of Yah, those that wait in the owls, those that wait on the coastline and the far places, until the Torah, the truth of Yah, is revealed unto them. That is why the message of this time is not some salvational message. It is salvation. You can only have salvation in Torah. Not the lies that these men declare. Not these little false words they utter. This is not the salvation of Yah. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. You're sure he will not be discouraged. He's going to set, and he came to set the Mishpat, the judgment of Torah in the earth. Did everything is judged according to Torah. Our attitude, our ways, what we do. It is the Torah that judges us, brothers and sisters. It is not some man, it's the Torah. And that's what he came to do. He came to set that order. That's why he said, think not I've come to destroy. I did not come to destroy the Torah. This is the power. This is the very character. This is the very analogy of Yahshua right here. Hallelujah. That he came to set in order the house of Yahweh. And he is not discouraged one bit at all. Now this very same statement, it is written in Matthew, Matthew's, but it has somewhat of a slight variance. But it is implying the very same thing. Matthew chapter 12, hallelujah. Matthew's 18. Let's read some of that. And stay on the course. He is the Emats, the truth, 18. And verse 12, 18. The word of Yah says, as Yahshua declares unto Israel. Hallelujah. It says here, Emetitiah, verse 18. Let me begin at verse 14. The Pharisees, they had gone out. And they had went out and held counsel against Yahshua, how they might embrace him, how they may destroy him. Do you all hear that? The Pharisees, the lawyers, the dignitaries of that house of abominable practices, looking toward the east for their quote gods, unquote.